This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. The nation's most influential pediatricians group today issued new guidelines for sexually active teenage girls. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that teenage girls who have sex should use intrauterine devices or hormonal implants. Condoms alone are the most common birth control choice among teens, but they've not proven effective. Now, for years here in Washington State, they've been providing teens with IUDs for girls 14 or older. To talk about the implications of the new recommendations, I'm joined by Kirsten Johansson. She's Senior Director of Clinical Operations at Planned Parenthood. Kirsten, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, why did the pediatricians make this recommendation?
Well, IUDs are greater than 99% effective in preventing unintended pregnancy. And once one is inserted, there is nothing left to do. So it's an excellent, excellent method for adolescent girls.
Now, they're not cheap. An IUD can cost, I understand, $700 to $900 out of pocket. But Washington State has found it's worth it. Why is that?
It has found that it's worth it. The cost of covering an unintended pregnancy, both to the teen and her family, but also from the state standpoint, is much more expensive than simply covering preventing that pregnancy. And that $700 to $900 gets you from 3 to 10 years of contraception. There are three different kinds of IUDs, and they range from 3 years to 10 years in coverage.
Now, Washington has provided IUDs to teens for years. Has anything changed under the Affordable Care Act?
What's changed under the Affordable Care Act is that many more people are covered by insurance, and in Washington State, by Medicaid, because we're in Medicaid expansion state. What happened with that is that the Take Charge program, which was our family planning waiver program that covered a year's worth of birth control every year, it reduced the number of people that were eligible for that program, but it did not go away. So, for instance, if a teen is interested in getting on a contraceptive method, we always encourage parental support or involvement from a trusted adult. But if she would like to come in on her own and would like to be confidential and not use her parents' insurance, we can help her sign up for Take Charge. And that contraceptive method, including an IUD, would be covered.
Now, why haven't condoms and other methods that teens have been using proven to be effective?
Condoms have a comparatively high failure rate just because of how they're used. Teens also often choose withdrawal, which has a high failure rate, as well as the pill. So the pill taken every day at the same time is highly effective. But many people have trouble taking the pill every day at the same time. And with teens' busy lives and all that they have going on, they have a fairly high failure rate on that method.
Kirsten Johansson is Senior Director of Clinical Operations at Planned Parenthood. We're talking about some new recommendations for using IUDs among teenagers who are sexually active. Do you expect we'll see more use of IUDs and hormonal implants because of these recommendations?
We certainly hope so. Bringing it into the awareness of those practitioners that are seeing adolescents will hopefully cause them to offer it as a method more readily. It's very, very effective for teens.
Now, IUDs may be more effective. Does that mean teens should not use other forms of protection?
They should definitely use condoms to prevent STI transmission. And depending upon the time of the month that the IUD is inserted, sometimes they need to use a backup method with the IUD for a period of time.
Now, we were talking before we got started. Are there any particular precautions that teens or their parents need to know about if they're using IUDs?
IUDs are very safe. You know, years and years ago, they had sort of a scary reputation. The IUDs that are on the market today are very, very safe, and the complication rates are very, very low.
Do you get a lot of kids coming into Planned Parenthood who are 14, 13, 14, 15, seeking birth control?
We do. We see a lot of teens at Planned Parenthood for birth control.
Do you think that these new recommendations and the ease at which with which IUDs work will inadvertently encourage teens to have more sex?
No, there's no indication that offering a birth control method to a teen causes them to have more sex or to have sex earlier.
We've been talking about a new recommendation just out today from the American Academy of Pediatrics saying that teenage girls 13 and above who have sex should use intrauterine devices or hormonal implants. We haven't really talked much about hormonal implants. Where do they kind of fit in here? They're mentioned second after intrauterine devices. What are the pros and cons of that for teenagers?
They're very similar to the IUC. It's a matter of preference. It's a small rod that is inserted into the upper arm and has very, very similar effectiveness rates as the IUC.
How long will it last?
It can last up to 5 years.
Wow. You're not sure?
I believe it's up to 5 years.
Okay, we'll check that out. Hey, Kirsten, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kirsten Johansson, Senior Director of Clinical Operations at Planned Parenthood. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.